I am. Traveling back from Louisiana, was able to give a live report and you know, I get a hands-on feel of what's going on. And what I found out is it's as much of a human catharsis, a real challenge to where we might be going as a nation, as much as it is the tragedy of the oil spill itself.
What's the mood down there, Mitch?
The mood is not good. The mood is scary. You know, maybe because it's the 4th of July. And what does the 4th of July mean? Well, it means our independence. And who did we get independence from?
how ironic. They got us finally.
How ironic it is. And here we are talking about British Petroleum. And there are many who are looking at it as more than a metaphor. Maybe it was because of the way the CEO came off you know, now the confirmed lies that have occurred all over and over again. But they feel that they, that America was being treated with disrespect, that we were somehow a stepchild of Britain, and that's why we were being treated this way. And it was okay to lie to us because, you know, we're just the young, new, rich people on the block, so to speak. And that is really how they feel. It's so bad, George, that I saw Don't Tread on Me flags everywhere. And I think why this has occurred is because of the lies. If British Petroleum would have handled it differently, I think they could have got us all working together and let's beat this enemy. Unfortunately, the way it was handled, and because of the distinct lies, they have become the enemy.
Well, you see, part of the problem, Mitch, is I think from the get-go, and that includes even drilling that well from the beginning, I think the whole thing was based on lies.
Yes, you're absolutely right, George, and not enough people are saying that. Now, let me repeat again. I knew from day number two, because of some inside people who saw the video, they knew immediately that there's no stopping this leak. The best chance would be August. And even then, that's with the relief welling, even then it was a 50-50 chance. And it gets even worse. Not only did BP always know that, they always knew they couldn't stop it. Now I believe, and I've typically been more of a supporter of the Democrats than Republicans, but I now believe that that the Democrats, that President Obama, put in a terrible situation. I'm not saying he endorsed it or participated in this thing. I think what else could he do? But he knew from day one there was no way to stop it. But having said that, you know, it certainly flies into the face of integrity and being straight with the people and how he's going to change things. But I think, I mean, what would you do if you knew there was nothing anyone can do?
What would I do? I'd be honest with people. I'd come out and I'd say, look, there's a problem here. This may not be stopped for many, many months. And this is what we need to do about it in the meantime. We need to protect the people whose livelihood has been destroyed by this. We need to protect the environment as well as we can. But this is going to be bad, folks. And that never happened.
It did not. And I do agree with you. Their justification is that it was going to stop tourism. You know, that no money would be flowing. So they were trying to... Obama administration was trying to do that in the name of recovery, of financial recovery. And, of course, BP was wanting to do that to save their own behind and not spend the money. But here's the part that doesn't make sense to me. Why have they? Why do they continue to stall with all these new innovative ways and methods to capture the oil, clean the oil, and finally, as you mentioned earlier in the hour, they've got this huge tanker out there that I think could do some good. Not only does it is a storage tanker, it also filters. In other words, it'll take in the oily water, of course, including the oil, separate it, and spit back out clean salt water. So it's a very, very useful tool. But why so late and why so few?